Yeah, I mean, obviously, what does that mean for him personally?
But for Chris, it's he's a bit of a late bloomer, if you like, and I think it's correct to include him. He's very dangerous and one of the hottest strikers in our league right now.
I mean, you mentioned, obviously, late bloomer. Could you have foreseen this? I mean, he only earned, like, 1,800 minutes over 5 years in this league and then became...
Well, you got to look at the club he's at, and why he didn't play. I mean, they were winning championships, and they had some very good strikers at that club in Houston, San Jose, when he was here. So, I mean, not really. I mean, for him to come here and, score 18 goals or whatever it was last year, that was amazing too. And I think that what I like about it, he's not scored a minute. He's scored five already. It's great. So he's doing the same things he did, beginning of last year, right through this year so far. So very happy for him. Very happy.
Last game was a perfect example. He sees more too. I mean, great assist.
Yeah, well, I think he's a good soccer player. I mean, we look at his goal scoring and think he's just that, but he's a good soccer player. Very clean feet, good pass with the ball, very good in the air. He's good. I mean, he's a good player, and it's great he's on our team, that's for sure.
Obviously, his debut against Chile, he kind of played at the top of that 4-5-1 or 4-2-3-1, whatever you want to call it, and he didn't get a whole lot of service. Did you talk to Bob at all about how you guys use him and get the most out of him?
No, I mean, Bob sees our games. I spoke to Bob about Chris, and he knows that he's back in form and doing great. And I think that for us to have him in the Gold Cup squad is great. But Bob obviously sees the value of having Chris in his squad. There's a one game against Chile that, whether everybody played well or Chris didn't play well, I don't think it really matters. He saw enough, I would think, in the 2 weeks camp that warranted him to bring him back. So that's good.
Obviously, you guys have had other scorers recently. I mean, what do you do? Chris has been such a big part of the offense this last year and a half. What do you do to fill that void?
Well, we'll see. I mean, obviously, we got a number of games we're going to play without Chris. I mean, but you got to deal with that. We're not silly. He could get injured as well. So, for us to make sure that we play the same and we have the same endeavor and finishing ability from the rest of the guys is important. But we have scored. Kari's got a couple. Simon had two. Set plays. We look dangerous. Lenny, Brandon, whatever you say. We just got to make sure that... I don't think we're a one-man band anyway. Although Wando does obviously get the majority of the goals, I think we create some chances for a lot of our players to score.
This is good news for national team or for the club as a publicity. Wando going to national team together with RJ going for Jamaica. I would have to remodel your lineup again.
Yeah, no, I think both the players have fully deserved to go to the Gold Cup. Both have been in sort of banging form in the last sort of 3-4 weeks. Ryan with probably the last two games, maybe not so much Saturday, but he's been right there trying hard, doing the right things, and he deserves to go. And obviously Chris is fully deserved on his call-up.
What is the schedule for him leaving the Quakes and joining the National
League? They go after the game in Chicago.
After Chicago?
Yes, okay. And meet up with the squad, yeah.
So he's available this week?
Yes, yeah, Tuesday's available and in Chicago too. Okay. And he'll go, I assume, straight from there, but I'm not sure exactly. But that's his last game he played with us.
When did you find out the decision was made?
I forget, like maybe Friday or...
So
I don't know.
A pretty late call.
Well, yeah, oh, yeah. Well, we spoke about it... He spoke to me maybe a week ago about some of the guys, and obviously Wando, he wasn't sure. He said, "I'll get back to you," and then he got back to us late in the week. So I think it was Friday, Thursday, okay. Or Friday, when he was like, "He's in."